are mitigated and lives can be saved.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley held a joint press conference at the Pentagon on Wednesday. The Secretary of Defense saying that the United States will continue to support Afghanistan even after all U.S. troops are withdrawn.
We remain committed to helping the Afghan security forces and the Afghan government going forward. And we are doing what we said we were going to do in terms of putting the pieces in place to ensure that we can provide that support.
Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff, adding,
"The Afghan security forces have the capacity to sufficiently fight and defend their country, and we will continue to support the Afghan security forces where necessary in accordance with the guidance from the President and the Secretary of Defense."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The biosecurity.
The rain chance drops off tonight. It's coming back, but just scattered the afternoon tomorrow. Probably more sunshine, too, for the morning. That's going to allow things to heat up. And we'll have more hotter afternoons, too, with drier conditions. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Early morning, 70s to 80. Tomorrow afternoon, scattered thunderstorms, low 90s. Couple of rain cooled spots. Isolated to widely scattered Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunshine to partly cloudy days. Each afternoon's highs of lower to mid-90s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Golden Earring. That is the band, and it's a good song. Timeless. Into the crazy times that we're living within right now, and I want to talk about that because a lot of people don't seem to understand that it was the British German Empire that was behind, well, involved in our own Revolutionary War, War of Independence, and what went on around the world in the Enlightenment, where everybody and their mother wanted to be a democratic republic. But it was also the British German crown families that gave us our Civil War and that gave us the Spanish American War and that gave us World War One. Well, I should back up on that and say gave us the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, gave us World War One, gave us the Coast Guard. And it's for commandant. How do you have a head of a civil service as a commandant? The Coast Guard has more recently voluntarily taken on military law, helped create the Department of Homeland Security. It was originally to be called the Department of Homeland Defense, and move military law. Almost like taking those nukes out and flying them around like happened, I don't know if it was 5, 8, 10 years ago. I think it was under Obama. And has given us so much more, not just World War II and the Cold War and the wall in Berlin. If you start looking at everything going on, it points back to and stems from one way or another, those who wish to live in kingdoms here on earth, not in heaven, above, those who hate republics, those who wish to turn republics like the Weimar Republic and whether it was already in decline well before Hitler showed up on the scene. Bismarck had done amazing things, not only in Prussia, and this goes to administrative law, another gift of the British German Empire that is in stark contrast, for want of a better term, to the separation of powers doctrine that our founders looked to, which was to break up power as much as possible, not to consolidate it into something like the Department of Homeland Security. That was the vertical integration in a Stasi-like fashion, like from East Germany, to vertically integrate all police, law enforcement, in and under one roof, so to speak. It was the creation of federal fusion centers. I mentioned that the Department of Homeland Security was originally to be called the Department of Homeland Defense because they were, like our Department of War was known as prior to the end of World War II and the Geneva Conventions that had us convert our Department of War into a Department of Defense. Because under the Geneva Conventions, only defensive wars were legal. You could not carry on a preemptive war like we've been doing for the last 20 years or more, not 100 years. These preemptive wars, though, Korea, Vietnam, Cold War, World War I, World War II, and more, have all been at the behest of the royal families of Europe. And they have a stronghold and had one for since 1841 in Hong Kong, but also in Taiwan, because the United States has become a puppet to foreign regimes that have their agents operating in our country. And I'm not talking about just Swalwell's girlfriend or Senator Feinstein's chauffeur. And I have great personal experience with this, where I had gone as a whistleblower to my California state senator, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who turned me over to the CIA through a woman named Nicole Mason, who was a Quisling to Porter Goss. Everything going on in the United States today that is not good is stemming from those who wish to take down the Republic, crash it. There's a good book called The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Courts of History by Philip Bobbitt, and he gets into in there where what they're trying to do. And although he's, like Bill Clinton as an agent for the crown, educated as a Rhodes scholar, started by Cecil Rhodes, who was an agent for the crown, who said that he wanted to take back the United States as the lost colony to the British German Empire. And it is British German Empire because the Windsors are Saxe Coburg Gotha, that was their name before they changed it, before they knighted the first Coast Guard commandant. The Coast Guard has actually, the Federal Administrative Procedure Act of 1947 that I talk about a lot and point to a lot, was actually created after World War II, after the Coast Guard, including Prohibition and Revenue or Rum Runner Service, to where the Coast Guard from 1915 up until World War II was trying to play itself off as a special branch of military that had its own codes of conduct, which it's not. It's supposed to be civil service. It's supposed to be like a law enforcement. And in the United States, we do not use the military for law enforcement. This goes against Posse Comitatus, an act that Southern senators and representatives, congressmen, fought for after the Civil War, because the Crown tried to use Reconstruction to keep down the South, or to keep it under, if you think of what they tried to do with Booth in killing Lincoln, Booth had met with British spies in Canada, well, and he was trying to make his way back up there before they caught him and killed him. He was and had met with British spies in Canada, and I've spoken to, I've had on the program Matthew Herrick, and back He's got a bunch of books and information out there. Some I don't agree with. Some I'm opening up more to. We've got the music coming up. We're going to our first break. And 504-556-9696, call-in number. Not sure if I'm going to take any calls. You got to know your enemy. You cannot fight what we're up against unless you know who's doing it and why. They want to crash the Republic. We'll get back to that when we come back. This is Maritime Matters with your host, Eric Schein. Right back.
Celebrate the comeback of Satchmo Summerfest presented by Chevron July 31st through August 1st at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Purchase tickets and learn more about New Orleans' only festival dedicated to the great Louis Armstrong online at www.fqfi.org. Satchmo Summerfest is produced by French Quarter Festivals Incorporated.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours, and as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Is the same enemy that's worked with inside the United States for a very long time, as its representatives, not ours, representing us, not us, to where things like the Federal Administrative Procedure Act of 1947 was passed, innocuously enough, to give due process or protect the due process rights. And this is not what it was all about. It was a, you know, Trojan horse. But it married all three of the great powers, the Article I legislature, the Article II law enforcement or executive branch, and the Article 3, let's solve all the problems in court rather than in the streets, judiciary, to where that was taken down after World War II. So World War II was a psychological operation carried out by the German family married together, known as whether it's Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, or the Habsburgs, or the Windsors, or the Bushes, or the Obamas. They're all interrelated. They do not like republics. You can throw Biden in there. He was under Obama. Not just Biden, but Reagan, too. And a lot of people liked Reagan as a president. But, you know, until you really start peeling back the layers and understanding history and looking at it, like what Reagan did with the professional air traffic controllers, and we got 911 not too long after that. And Joe Biden has come in and done the same thing with the XL pipeline. And it's British Petroleum that gave us the Exxon Valdez. And it's British Petroleum as an agent for the Crown, as a corporate entity for the Crown, as a corporate holding for the Crown, gave us the Deepwater Horizon and the issues. They literally came in and through administrative law that they helped create and push in here with Wilson and Prussia and the whole quote-unquote administrative state or deep state. The deep state is England. It is, and it's royals, those who wish to push us all back under a human rule, not God-given, whatever God you believe in, natural law. And I don't, you know, I've changed some of my views, like abortion. I used to be much more, you know, let an individual rights, let people take care of that themselves, don't have the state involved in doing it. But at some point, when you realize that abortion is about this death cult, and the more that they can push and present rather than, you know, protect the child and the mother and or the family and do what's right, and, you know, so that these families are not destroyed. One of the things that the Crown likes to take advantage of are orphans, you know, because they can use them, they can manipulate them. They don't have a strong moral, let alone critical thinking compass that can let them discern who's doing what and what they're up to and why. They wish to take down the United States as a republic, as a democratic republic. Keep in mind, the Democrats and the Republicans are at each other's throats when we used to have one party, a Democratic Republican Party, that was more focused on keeping the crown or crowns, royal families. You know, if you look at Bill Clinton, who was a Rhodes Scholar, started by Cecil Rhodes, who was an agent for the Crown, who not only owned and controlled the Beer Diamond Mines, but he said that he wanted to take back the United States as the lost colony of the British Empire. And he said it's like Jeff Bezos coming out and saying that now and taking his entire estate and focusing it and putting it towards that end, reclaim the United States for the Crown. Think about what that level of money and or influence and employees can do. You see how corporate policy can somehow overcome, you know, what, and you have to understand this, that our founders not only stood up against that form of government and royalism, they detested royalism in any and all forms, not just as a form of government, but the very same thing in corporations, where things like our Bill of Rights were to apply, not just to hold the government at bay, for want of a better way of saying it, but also corporations. You know, our founders did not say, well, slavery, the government cannot enforce or impose slavery on you, but corporations can. No, slavery is an absolute. Even though we do have debt slavery, and it's going on, and look at, like, student loan issues and what's going on with that, where we had out here in California, like Pete Wilson and others, who got like a relatively cheap, inexpensive, but good education through the state school system here in California, were involved with, like, Brown. How many times do we have to have Brown? I'll go back to, because I was making a point on Clinton. His wife goes to run for president. That's royalism. Doesn't matter if there's administrations in between. It doesn't matter if there's an election involved, and even many people around the time of our founders said, so what's the difference? We're just going to elect a king. Is that the only real difference here? They were concerned with what, and at that time, the crown tried to introduce and have as our first president one of their cousins instead of Washington. You know, our founders tried to do the right thing. They tried to put us on a better footing than we found ourselves born into at the time. One thing, whether you're Christian or Catholic or Protestant or anything else, and you know, there's been a war between Protestants and Catholics in Germany for a very long time throughout the world, for whatever reason. So much for being Christian, because you don't have to be Christian to be Catholic necessarily, or Protestant. This is history repeating itself. If you look at Caesar's Messiah and watch that video, and I'm supposed to have Joseph Stilwell, the author of the book and the producer, writer, director of the film, on this program, hopefully in a couple of weeks, if all goes well. Oh, and I want to mention too that we're expanding the program. The station is expanding the program to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and we're going to move an hour back. Currently, it's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can't figure this out yourself. Obviously, you can. Hopefully, or we're really in trouble. The program Maritime Matters will be 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, just before Mark Levine, for an hour on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and not just Wednesdays anymore. And that should start next month if all goes well. You really need to start reading. You know, whether you want to believe what's presented in Caesar's Messiah or not, I think there's valid information therein. It shouldn't challenge your faith. You know, if you believe in God and you believe in Christ, even if you change his name, a lot of these names, you know, are man-made in English and or several other languages. It's Christ or Christo. It doesn't change the fact that there is a God and or how or who you believe in. But if you look at Caesar's Messiah, the conspiracy to invent Christ, these people are devious rat bastards, I'm sorry to say, where they use our own civil and even military protections against us to take us down and out. They do not like republics. They do not like self-governance. Self-governance in a republic, a democratic republic, puts us on par with them, and they don't like that. They want you to believe that they have a divine right to lord themselves over you, and that you must bend a knee to them, not to God, not to natural law. There's an awakening, and it's happening very quick thanks to COVID-19. We'll be right back. We're at the bottom of the hour. It's an hour. This is Maritime Matters with Eric Shine, and we're talking about all things royal and all things public.
WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address
all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Louisiana House has failed to override Governor Edwards' veto of a bill to prohibit transgender individuals from competing in women's sports. In order to execute the veto, the measure needed 70 votes, and it got 68. In his veto message, Governor Edwards called the bill discriminatory. But during debate on the House floor, Metairie Representative Laurie Schlegel disagrees.
Respecting biological differences is not discrimination. It's not hate. It is what is evident and is what is true.
Supporters of the transgender sports ban say this bill will help create a fair playing field. But New Orleans Representative Royce Duplessis says the bill would result in transgender boys on girls' team and leading to privacy-violating tests of girls.
Which would dangerously leave open the door for anyone, a coach, a fan, a player, a teacher, to accuse and humiliate any girl of not being a biological girl.
LRN.
It's our anniversary. The Louisiana Lottery is 30 years young. That's 30 years of giving you a reason to smile. For the celebration, we're bringing back an old favorite. The multiplier tickets are back. You can enjoy multiplying your winnings up to $200,000. There's even a multiplier crossword. Play $1 five times the cash with the top prize of $5,000. $2 10 times the cash, where you can win up to $20,000. Three-time extreme crossword paying up to $30,000, and there is also a $10 50 times the cash paying up to a whopping $200,000. And as part of our 30-year celebration, be sure to check out the $5 30 times the cash ticket with our anniversary logo and the special bonus feature on the back. That ticket pays up to $100,000. Pick up your tickets today. The Louisiana Lottery, celebrating 30 years of giving you a reason to smile. Must be 21 to purchase.
Ask a Louisiana Lawyer, co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf, every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's Y-O-R-E Spot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. Your Spot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for Your Spot. Join us at YOREspot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
I think we're back. This is Maritime Matters, your host, Eric Schein. And I want to talk about a couple things. A, I want to tell you killed Kennedy. I know that's like a pretty bold claim, but it, to me, we don't need to wait for the release of the rest of the documents. It's pretty obvious, and many people knew at that time. But just to be clear, it's pretty simple. John Foster Dulles and his brother, Alan Dulles and his brother, John Foster Dulles. Alan Dulles was the head of the CIA. And at the very same time that he was the head of the CIA, he was also the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a secret society that was started by Cecil Rhodes, who said he wanted to take back the United States as a lost colony for the British Empire. And not only was he the president of CFRs, but Kennedy, because of this, fired his Boutier, booted him from his position, and Alan Dulles and his brother were very angry, vindictive individuals. They actually went after leaders of other countries who had crossed them. They were known before he even became head of the CIA, when the two brothers were working at Sullivan Cromwell, a law firm, where they were taking down countries like Guatemala, Iran, Mossadegh, and more, much like what, you know, a continuation has gone on with Panama and, you know, Iraq, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Dulles, as the head of the CIA, was fired by John F. Kennedy. And Kennedy gives his speech on secret societies, which is the Council on Foreign Relations that Dulles was the president of, and that's why he was fired. He was a British agent, unregistered, working for the Crown here in the United States, much like J.P. Morgan Sr. gave us our Civil War, J.P. Morgan Jr. gave us the Federal Reserve Act. All of these are direct attacks, like the Exxon Valdez, like Deepwater Horizon, like the Costco Busan, to where they are carrying on asymmetric economic warfare against the United States, much like they did against Germany and the German Federations before, well before Hitler ever came on the scene. Hitler, you know, I don't like Hitler. He's nuts. He was crazy. He put on a military uniform as a civilian leader and more. Not a good egg, not a good person. But there was a lot of machinations by the banks and others, Kuhn and Loeb, the Bush family or dynasties involved in this and war profiteering. They can do things in war time that they cannot do otherwise. They can do things in state of emergency like Newsom out here in California that they could not do otherwise. The not just the secret society issue and firing of Alan Dulles, but then Dulles takes over and runs the Warren Commission and sits on it to cover up his dirty deeds and his brother's dirty deeds on behalf of the British German Crown royal families. It's not just a family, it's families. If you watch Caesar's Messiah, I think it does cover in there how many of the Roman senators became cardinals in the Roman Catholic Church. And, you know, not to challenge your faith and not to say that the Roman Catholic Church hasn't done some good, but I think it's done a whole lot. You know, we don't need international churches. We don't need national churches. And I'm not against, you know, I believe in the separation of church and state. I believe in the separation of powers, breaking up. We should not have a Department of Homeland Security. Even having a Department of Transportation before that was, you know, the less power that each and or any of these government agencies or heads has, Homeland Security hasn't really helped. You know, supposedly it was created you solve the problem by with bureaucracy, not being able to communicate with itself somehow, to having more bureaucracy. It's counterintuitive. It's like, really? Seriously? I don't think so. Even the Department of Defense, it would be better to have the Department of Navy stand alone on its own under the president and the executive branch like our founders set up, and the Department of the Military under Congress, the Article 1, like it was set up, instead of having both. I heard, I'm trying to think of his name now, the guy with the Corsair and the Pinto or whatever, he's been out there talking for a long time, but he was talking about on a radio program that he has on the weekend about just what's going on in general. But he obviously did not understand the constitutional changes that were made in the midst of World War II and thereafter, like the Federal Administrative Procedure Act 1947, but moving the military from the Article 1. This goes to the issue of declarations of war. That's why they don't need a declaration of war anymore. Nobody gets it because they don't know what they're talking about. And if you look at the U.S. military was under Article 1 because it took an act of Congress, and this goes to the separation of powers issues, it took an act of Congress to activate the military, to fund the military, to put money out. Like even when the revenue cutter Marine, so to speak, or our Navy, went against the pirates in Tripoli, they went over there, did their deed, took care of the pirates, came back home, and the ships were laid up, and that was it. You know, basically, that's how our government used to work, not to where we're in as a police force around the world in 130 countries out of 170 or so, to where we have military personnel and bases throughout the world, much like the Roman Empire. And because you're American and want to protect and say, no, you know, because the saying is America, right or wrong. When right, keep it right. When wrong, make it right. Right now, we've got a lot of stuff going on that is not good, and it's being used to target ourselves, our own government, our own form of government, because people don't even know how it functions anymore or the changes that have been made, to look at and correct things. Like, I would like the military to be back under the Article 1 legislature, period. Where it requires an act of Congress, an act of war, to go to war in any country, so that these war profiteers like the Bushes, who are Habsburgs, they're related to Obama, who's a Habsburg, who are related to the Windsors, who are Habsburgs. World War I started because a Habsburg, Franz Ferdinand, was shot, who was the heir apparent for the Roman Empire. His father was the current Roman emperor at the time. And this is back in the early 1900s. And most people don't know this or understand this or realize that history is repeating itself because we do not know or better understand history. And we're asking for history to repeat itself. We're not just allowing it, because we need to be knowledgeable, and we are the last arbiter over our own government. It is of, by, and for the people. And this is why you need to run for Congress. You need to run for the Senate. You need to actively get involved and get others involved, and not say, well, I don't want to talk about politics. Nah, I don't want to. It is your e-ticket to ride. Your vote is an important part. But just casting your ballot, like, you know, casting bait on a hook, isn't enough. You've got to make sure that you're using the right kind of line. You have the techniques down. You know, if you're not catching fish in that river or whatever, go to another place. Ask others where they're catching. You know, talk. Forget Twitter. Forget Facebook. They're starting to attack this. I've actually put this out, that word of mouth, you know, hey, people, the earth is not flat. Passing that around to where Americans and people in the world, and more people in Europe, if not the world, China and other places, Asia, knew, and, you know, Middle East and more, knew that, guess what? Earth is not flat. We didn't have Twitter and Facebook, but wait, we had the Enlightenment, where most people wanted to do away with the crown or anybody who acted like they were crowned. Like, it wasn't just Hillary Clinton who wanted to run for president and take over from her husband, even if there's administrations in between or a vote involved. But Bush, it was Papa Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, who was knighted by the crown, whose son took over and became president. And that kind of power and trust, public or otherwise, should not be in the hands of the very same family for, you know, Washington set the precedence of 2 terms, 8 years. But that's been tried to be overturned. Roosevelt, 4 terms. We'll be back. This is Maritime Matters. We're going to break. Your host, Eric Schein, and we're expanding the show, and we'll be 3 nights a week very soon. Very, very soon.
Party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty on Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Caramore with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Kermer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
Find special champagne and sparkling wines at Bubbles at Brennan's, a beloved happy hour tradition at the only pink, or shall we say rosé, building in the French Quarter. Brennan's celebratory roost bar gets popping weekdays from 2 to 7 p.m. with a revolving selection of delicious, deeply discounted bottles of bubbly from our fabled wine cellar, alongside sparkling cocktails and decadent bar bites. Weekends begin sharply at 5 p.m. on Fridays with ceremonial French sabring in the Brennan's spectacular courtyard, 417 Royal Street in the French Quarter.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
All right. Speaking of New World Order or the World Economic Forum, I just have to throw out real quick is I need help. I'm in desperate straits. I'm doing whatever I can to try to warn and inform and get word out and, you know, tell people what's really going on from behind the scenes. I went to a federal military service academy, congressionally appointed. I was a naval officer. I was an officer in the United States Merchant Marine coming out of Kings Point. where we have a, and Bush attacked this, where I have a naval commission serving as an officer in the United States Merchant Marine, so that in times of war or national conflict or national catastrophe or national emergency, that our Free, are we good on the music in the background? Thanks. Just speaking to my producer, does an awesome job. She's great, as are all the producers and staff at WGSO. Great station. It's been around for 75 years. And I'm sure that it's been much like other stations that have been around for a long time. I don't want to say anti-defense or anti-war to where you're un-American, but I'm saying, no, you know, we have a State Department for a reason. We have a bunch of warmongers in private corporations. GE was started by JP Morgan Jr. GE was the world's largest weapons manufacturer. I don't know where it stands now, but these are owned and controlled by the British German Empire, that's using us as a puppet government, as a puppet republic, to do its dirty work for it, to sully our name as a nation state, as the United States of America. But the World Economic Forum, you know, James Corbett was co-host on my program on In the Zone way back in the day, and he's interviewed me a number of times. And I want to do a shout out to him, say, hey, James, thanks for your hard work. He's really done a good job in expanding his program, and has done a recent video about the New World, or the new, or the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab started this, and it actually has a constitution. He started it himself. It's not a, you know, it's acting as if it is the world government, the New World Order. He created it as a constitutional monarchy, where the World Economic Forum goes to his heirs. It's not elected. He's not on a board that's elected. He self-appointed himself. He's Swiss. And if you go into, like, I don't know, the Hadron Collider that was being built here in the United States, that was supposed to be the largest Hadron Collider in the world, was shut down by Bush, whose family's war profiteers. They want there to be war with America, with China, if not even with Europe, because they make a killing. No pun intended. They're members of a death cult. They know that you lose overtly your rights and protections when you die. And they want you dead. They want to steal as much as they can. They know that they, as members of a death cult, can take more from you than they can in times of peace and tranquility, because you're not afraid of all of the fear mongering. They are using corporations like Cerberus, which is the three-headed dog that guards Hades, that bought Albertsons, a food chain, to use war and rumors of war to take plowshares and beat them into swords. It's biblical. I mean, these are the same people who have been doing this forever. And until you know who they are, what they do, how they do it, why they're doing it, in taking down self-government, in taking down republics, in resurrecting kingdoms in this new world reset under the, whether it's the World Economic Forum or the Crown, I think Prince Charles has a grand hand in this. I think Harry is here in the United States with his wife, so that once they do take down the United States, that they have a crown representative here in the United States. If you listen to some of the attitude coming from William and Harry and Charles, Charles is tied to Bill Gates, who's knighted by the crown. Bill Gates is tied to COVID-19 and Fauci. You start putting the, you know, connections together. I hate to say Kevin Bacon and 6 degrees of separation, like in Hollywood, but, you know, 1 degree of separation as to the royal family worldwide and what they're up to and what they've always been up to. And you need to hit history repeating itself. It's not complicated. Learn your history and you'll know exactly what is going on. And a good place to start is Professor Columbia Law Professor's books, The Administrative Threat, and Is Administrative, that's one small book, and Is Administrative Law Unlawful? Also, Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. You got to read, people, not internet books, because they're hard to change. start reading some of the, like, George Orwell, Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury, and more. You'll be surprised how much more you get out of reading than watching a movie that has been altered from its original form. You got to wake up. Read the Constitution. I mean, come on. Read The Republic by Plato. You know, in there is the allegory of the cave. That was actually used to base or twist or put a twist on in the Matrix series. You know, like, what you see is not really what you get. Like, you know, everybody believes that we're living in a constitutional republic that has the separation of powers doctrine as our founding principle. And yet we're not, like, Homeland Security, that's in stark contrast to the separation of powers doctrine. And yet we have also the Federal Administrative Procedure Act of 1947, 2 years after we supposedly won World War II, that married all three of the great powers together in violation of the separation of powers. Congress is doing nothing. Congress is involved in allowing the Coast Guard to take military law out of the Department of Defense and, like, flying nukes around, take the military law, Title 10 and UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, and move it into Homeland Security, where posse comitatus does not apply to this version of military law, even though there can only be one form of military law. Up is down and down is up. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Wake up, people. You have to get involved. You have to get involved. Bev Harris, God bless her. I want to have her on the program. Reached out to her. If you can put me in contact with anybody you like, you know, and get them to have be on the program, especially as we expand it, we're going to have a lot of spots to fill. So 8 p.m. It'll be 7 p.m. Wednesday next week still, and maybe for a couple of weeks, but 8 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Maritime Matters, and we get into everything. 97% of our international cargo coming into and leaving the United States is going on foreign flag. Captain Phillips, the MV Alabama, the Somali Pirates, that was an American flag ship owned and controlled by foreign interests. So how does that work? So that ship with the American flag is basically a floating U.S. embassy owned and controlled by foreign interests. Bill Clinton, the Chinese gardener who was giving him money for his campaign, Dianne Feinstein, her chauffeur, is a Chinese spy. Swalwell, sleeping with a Chinese spy. A Chinese spy, as a U.S. attorney in my own affairs, in my own cases, to where she has fled the United States to go back and work for Qualcomm in China. Carol C. Lamb. Yep, it's thick. Dianne Feinstein turned me over to the CIA. That's it. We're out. Next week, talk to you. Peace, people.